This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing, sitting in for George Tindall, where we have been each and every night for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Southern Hardware, by Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. And, coach, we were kind of joking before we came on the air that typically we're this is our last show of the year, and typically we're still doing shows through Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of been a standard, I guess, here in the last couple of years. Us playing late into the season and playing through Thanksgiving. We've done that the last couple of seasons. And so, you know, unfortunately this year wasn't able to happen due to depth and a lot of injuries. But, you know, it is what it is. And I thought the kids played hard in that last game.
Let's talk a little bit about that last game, a 20-6 loss to Southland. Now, you and I last week had kind of talked about that. We felt like that Frederica matched up better with Southland than the other prospective first-round opponent, which was in Tift area, who, by the way, beat Bullitt Academy and knocked them out.
Yeah.
So going into that game, I think we felt a little bit better about it than Tift area. Still come out on the short end. Talk a little bit about what Southland was able to do to win the football game.
The field conditions were ideal for them and not really for us. Offensively, we spread it out, throw the ball, and do some things. So we knew we could throw the ball on. The way they played their secondary with that shell cover four that they played, we knew we were going to be able to get 5-10 yard routes and get ball off. But man, the field conditions were so bad. I guess probably by the end of the first quarter, between 30 and 30, you couldn't see the hashes, you couldn't see the yard markers, you couldn't see anything. It was just a muddy, sloppy mess. And then as the game went on, we couldn't even keep the footballs dry to throw them because they just got slick with the mud and everything else. I remember one time we punted one and it didn't even roll. It literally just and stuck. And the ball didn't move anything. I was like, wow, there's a lot of mud on the field. And, for them, field conditions are ideal. They were going to run it between the tackles. They were going to line up. And that's what they were going to do. And the muddy conditions played out. It played big dividends for them and not so much for us. You know, we were throwing the ball really well. And then we had a bad pitch on one play. And it didn't seem like we could ever make a play. They muffed the punt. And then we hit it. We had two guys touch it and knock it right back into their arms because the ball was slipping around and went right back in their arms. And then the running back fumbled one time. And we had two guys that literally jumped on the ball and just slid out of their arms and right back into his again. I'm like, good gosh. So we didn't catch any breaks, and we missed a few opportunities early on, but, I still feel like, we play somewhere where it's somewhat dry, we have a good chance playing, and we matched up probably better with them, but the conditions that night were just not ideal for us at all.
You know, and the game is within one score most of the game, and then later in the game, as has happened a lot during the season with your football team, it seems like you're within a score until you get midway through the third into the fourth quarter, and so I kind of wonder if maybe depth once again did play a role in that football game.
Oh, depth played a huge role. I mean, at one point in time, I was looking around for the 11th man in the fourth quarter. Honestly, with about 7 minutes to go, we had four or five guys get nicked up in the game, roll some ankles, I think we tweaked a hamstring somewhere, and so, trying to get depth on the field was huge. And then, of course, Denver rolled his ankle right before the half. The punt return, the kickoff guy, all that stuff kind of was gone when we come out in the second half. And, we were trying to hold it together, and it's 8-0 and make a play here and there. We just we just couldn't make it happen. And, you know, I think with the injuries we had the weeks before and then going into it, by the time we got in the second half and then midway through the third and fourth quarter, we were literally out of gas. We were running on fumes and trying to make it happen.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talking about that very thing, running on fumes, trying to make it happen, yet it's still a close football game. You look at the score, it's only a 22-6 final, I believe. Talk a little bit about how hard your kids played to try to get advanced through that football game.
Well, you just keep looking around and you just keep grabbing somebody and putting them in. You know, at one point, Tyler Devlin went to wide receiver and we put Thomas the quarterback because we didn't have enough wide receivers. So Tyler went and played wide receiver. Thomas played quarterback the last part of the fourth quarter and about midway through, and we were throwing the ball. You know, we got it to 22-6. We threw an interception that went through our hands. The guy picked it off. He ran it back. It was just one of those things. And then we go down and score, and then we get the ball back again, and we're moving the ball. And we missed some guys, and guys fell down trying to catch it. You know, we might get within 22-14 right then with probably minute and a half, 2 minutes to go, and we just couldn't make it happen. I think we dropped a ball coming across the field, or we threw an incompletion here on fourth down, had a guy open. It was just, the kids couldn't stand up, we couldn't get the ball out of our hand. But they just continued to play hard. You know, whoever we put on the field, they play hard and they give us the best effort, and that's all you can ask for on a night like that.
Just to give the fans an idea of the constant conversation that we have about depth with this show, Coach, talk about how many kids you had at the beginning of the season to start with and where we ended up.
I think we started the season with 34 on the roster. And as we were getting on the bus, game one, we lost our starting right tackle with a broke hand getting on the bus on that Friday. And then by the time we walked off the field Friday night, we were down to, I think, 22 healthy bodies, maybe. You know, maybe 21 by the end of it, because I think we had three or four guys on the sideline. We already had 9 going into the game, not dressed at all from 34. So, you know, depth was at we just didn't have any. We were as low as you could go, trying to rotate people and keep people fresh. You know, and then on top of that, a couple of those guys are kickers, so that's what they do, so they kick. So, you know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you got 22 kids and 2 of them are kickers, so you really only got 20 kids that you're working with. We might have thrown the kicker out there in some spots at one point in time. I'm not even sure Friday night, but we had to make it work, and kids went in and played as hard as they could.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
hurts, Charlie. That really, really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out. Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tindall on location from Nats Landing. On St. Simon's, this segment is brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, by Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan. Okay, Coach, so, you know, typically in a normal show, in my mind, we're able to kind of break it down where we'll talk about the previous week's game, and then the next segment we'll talk about what's coming up for the opponent, and then in the last segment we just kind of break it down to where you are in the region, or, you know, come up with something else to talk about pertaining to the team. With these shows every year being the last one, when you do the last one, really all you can do is talk about the last game and then maybe talk about what's upcoming for the program. But one thing I do like to talk about is the contributions and the standout efforts of the kids and the seniors, and I certainly would like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I think we had a good senior bunch. They gave us a ton of effort throughout their 4 years at school, and, you know, it's kind of like we talked about the other day, that they get to walk away with a ring on their finger, you know. It didn't work out the way we wanted it to this year, but they were still part of that group that won state championship, and, you know, that was special. That'll be something they always remember, and that's what I tell the kids. You will always remember playing high school football. It's just... it is what it is. It's the bonds that you make, the friendships that you make at the same time, and you go through these trials and this fire as a team. You're going to learn a lot of life lessons, and the whole teamwork thing, you and I know how this works in real life. Everybody is part of a team, and at some point in time, the teamwork concept works with everything in society, and so the kids have learned a lot of life lessons playing football, and that's really the ultimate goal. You know, I've often said rings collect dust and all that stuff, but the things that they learn from it as they play has been huge for the kids. And, you know, I think we had a good group, and, you know, we just, our luck, we weren't too lucky this year, really, with the injuries and the things going forward. But, you know, we had some kids that really played great through the season and gave us everything they had, and that was from sophomores to seniors, juniors, and some freshmen. And the learning curve was great for some of them at the same time. And some people got thrown on the field that had never really played a lot. And so they had to learn as they were playing at the same time. And I think, you know, the more and more we do it and the more they get out there and they practice and go through it, the better we're going to get in the next few years. You know, I want to tell the senior class thanks. You know, they played a major role in what we've done in 4 years, in their 4 years. And a lot of the accomplishments they helped set, you know, they get to walk away with 3 region titles, you know, and a state championship ring and 2 Final Four appearances and things like that. People don't realize they were right there in the middle of all that too. So, you know, that's pretty impressive for a class like that.
That is impressive. And Coach, I think also what goes along with that, we would be remiss if we're going to talk about the success of the program through the kids without mentioning the assistant coaches as well.
Oh yeah, you know, and I think our assistant coaches over the years have done an outstanding job. I don't want it to sound negative in a way, but we have a really, really hard job, you know, and I'm not taking it away from the school, bigger schools, but we can't specialize. We got kids playing 2 or 3 different positions on a Friday night, so coaching-wise for us is we're putting on different hats, trying to get them ready for offensive guard, maybe center, maybe tight end, and some are trying to play wide receiver, quarterback, and running back. And then on the flip side, they're learning how to play two defensive positions. And so to be an assistant at Frederica, you've got to be able to do multiple things and teach the kids multiple spots. And so the idea of Iron Man football, I mean, we live it every day, and the staff just does an outstanding job. And And I've been blessed in the past few years to have the guys that I have work beside me. And like I said, I'm not the guy that goes out there and creates all of it. They make a lot of that magic happen.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, Coach, I was telling you before we went on the air that I had a conversation with someone this past week to where we were talking Frederica football, and they said, oh gosh, well, you know, Frederica had a down year. And I looked that person in the eye and I said, you know what? You can maybe make an argument for that, but I want you to think about what you just said. You're telling me they had a down year, and yet they made the playoffs. That's where that program is right now, and I think that's a huge testament to the job that you've done, the kids that have come in, and of course, the administration that supports the program as well.
Yeah, you know, I think it is. Our kids have done a great job. They've been committed to the cause, what we've been trying to prove, and I figured it out the other day. In our last 7 years, in my 7 years there, we played in the Final Four 3 times. We've won a state championship. We've won four region championships, I think. And
the Frederica region.
It's kind of been labeled the Frederica region. And we've kind of turned the tide, you know. And I think that goes to the kids, the coaches, and everybody at the school that's kind of helped us out. And, you know, looking forward, we're going to have to continue to build on what we've done. We can't be happy with what we've done. We've got to continue to build upon it and blaze bigger trails and win more state championships. Kind of what we have to do.
And that's kind of the deal here now with Frederica. So, you know, okay, if you want to make an argument that maybe the team wasn't as successful as we had hoped for, was expected, whatever, make that argument all day long. But at the end of the day, the bar is set now over here, and we're expected to be playing through Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
Christmas isn't exaggerating, yeah. But you understand what I'm saying.
But we're expected to be doing radio shows right up to Christmas. Last year we were out here almost right up to Christmas, and I think that is an expectation, you know, for me and my staff and the kids. That's our goal, is to be in that Final Four, being in the Elite Four every year, and having that, you know, that idea, and everybody in the community, you know, like you said, that the people in the community have started to expect it. We laughed about it the other day, but we got a ton of people, not just on the island here, but in Brunswick and in Glenn County, that have actually started looking at our program like, wow, it's a valid football program. This is something that's been created, and it wasn't done, and I didn't do it overnight. I didn't build it brick by brick or any of those sayings. It was just, we worked tirelessly, and the kids have worked tirelessly to do it. And I think, you know, what we got to do now is go back and say, what do we got to do to get back to that? What are some of the things that's going to get us to that point again? And it's going to be a collective effort. It's not just going to be football. It's going to be the whole spectrum from the school all the way around. What do we have to do to get back to that point? Because I've almost, in a way, I've started putting pencil to paper. So there's things that I'm going to address as we move forward. But at the same time, I feel like we still got the foundation, and we know what we got to do to get there and win it again.
All right, we'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget. Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Melinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights.
Back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location, sitting in for George Tyndall at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Coach, I want to make mention of something that you just mentioned while we were on break, that the weather conditions were so bad in Americus at Southland that when you got back, you had to do what to the jerseys?
We pressure washed the jerseys, and Miss Riley pressure washed the pants, so it was that bad. It was, they were so bad. We washed them five times and soaked them five times, and then had to pressure wash them to get it cleaned out. It was pretty bad.
That's insane. Coach, we talked a little bit about your seniors and moving forward with the program, and you can't move forward without the underclassmen. So talk a little bit about what you've got coming back and what you expect from the group that you have coming back.
I think we've got 13 juniors right now, so we're going to have a big senior class next year. What I expect is a rigorous off-season, starting probably right after Thanksgiving. When we come back, we're going to start going back into the weight room, and we're going to get after it, and we're going to be much more disciplined. We're going to do things from the top to the bottom, get everybody ready to go, get it set up so that when we get ready to compete, we're going to be in the best physical shape we can be in. But I think that junior class it's a big junior class. A lot of those kids have played now for 2 years already. Most of them started as sophomores too in our rotation last year. So they've had 2 years of experience. Some played as freshmen. And then, you know, we've got that a sophomore class, a freshman class coming up that has some talented kids in it too. And I think what we have to do is take our kids and go in the weight room and do our speed and agility and maximize our potential is what we're going to have to do. And that's going to have to be the biggest focus for us in the off season, is maximizing our potential and getting stronger and getting faster in all phases.
Do you feel like, obviously, you know, you've got a kid that played quarterback for you pretty much all year. Do you feel like that you're set there? At quarterback,
I think that we're in good shape at quarterback. We got both. Now Thomas got back, you know, the last game with the broken ankle. Finally, he broke it in the middle of the summer wakeboarding, and so we're in a really good spot at quarterback with Tyler and Thomas. Both of them going to be right there competing. And if we need to rotate, we can rotate them. If not, one takes over, and then that's great. But we got two kids, two athletes that'll be on the field somewhere the whole time, being able to play. And I feel like Tyler, you know, he kind of set the table all year, did a really good job for a freshman.
Coach, looking back at the season, give me some highlights that stand out in your mind.
You know, I think some of the big games, you know, some of our kids, we had some really great performances from some guys. You know, I think Deke and Denver kind of stood out a lot on Friday night for us. Deke was an outstanding defensive guy. I mean, he set the tone on defense all the time. And Denver was a playmaker from the beginning to the end. You know, but some of our underclassmen that you don't really think about, that our D-line and our offensive line, undersized, undermanned, and didn't have a ton of depth, they battled, you know, a ton. And those guys hardly ever get recognized, but they battled and did a great job for us. And then our skill guys on the back end, when you graduate, you know, three guys that were potential potential D1. Two of them are in Auburn and one there. I thought those guys did a good job. And some of those were our sophomores and our juniors. And I saw some guys grow up, I thought Bryce Riley did a really good job as the season went along, having to play corner and strong safety. And he's just a sophomore, so he's going to continue to get better. Josh Meadows had a great year as a linebacker until he broke his ankle against Bullock, he was having a great year. He was a good leader on that defense. And so, we look back on it, just a bunch of great performances at times from individual players. But overall, I think as a team, they played well in a lot of games. We were just outmanned at the end. And I think that going forward, we know what we have to fix and what we have to do. And I think the kids they'll buy into it and go to work.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, so segue in just a little bit. College football. I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
If Alabama wins out, does Alabama go?
That's going to depend on who wins the SEC. I think if Georgia beats LSU in the SEC championship, Georgia and LSU make the playoffs, and Alabama gets left out. I think Alabama's going to get left out because of Tua's injury, not because they go 11-1. I think that the committee will think that Alabama's not as good with Tua being out. Somebody might jump them if they have a close game. Even if the committee might say, 24-14's too close for Alabama if they were to beat Auburn, but look at the other side, it was 21-14 with Auburn and Georgia, but if Georgia were to beat LSU, then they erase any blemishes of close games or a loss to South Carolina. Now, if LSU were to beat Georgia in the SEC championship, which if I'm Ed Orgeron, I just run the hurry-up offense, hint, hint, LSU. Kirby has a hard time getting his personnel packages on the field, and LSU can just stay, keep their 11 on the field and roll. I think if LSU were to win the SEC championship, win out, then Alabama has a chance to sneak in. But I really feel like the committee's wanting to put a Pac-10 team in. Just Oregon, I feel like they want to put Oregon on the field. And they have a good reason. Auburn is probably the best team that we'll never remember defensively. They're probably the best defense that we will never remember in college football. When you look at how short-handed they were with their offense, and their defense just kept going out and making plays. The other night, how many three and outs did they get? 9 on Georgia?
Especially in the fourth quarter when they had to have them.
When they had, 9 three and outs. If their offense could have sustained any type of drive, they had a chance to be right in the middle of the game. But the defense just kept going out making plays. So I don't know. I don't know if Alabama will get in or not. I think that injury to Tua was big, significant.
Yeah, I'm looking at Cincinnati with one loss to Ohio State, that being their only blemish of the season, and then rolling everyone else they played. I'm not really sure why we're not really talking more seriously about Cincinnati, Coach.
Well, I agree. I mean,
do you?
It slipped my mind, the whole Cincinnati Bearcat thing,
You should do the show with me on Saturday then.
It's probably going to be one of the top 10, right?
It might be. I want to thank the fans for coming out here each and every week during the season and supporting Frederica Academy Night Football. I want to thank you for giving your time. Of course, Becky, everything that she does for the program as well. And all our listeners that tune in each and every week to this podcast, thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I would tell you, come out to Nats Landing, but still come out to Nats Landing. We just may not be here. So for George Tyndall, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off. Go Knights.